Good morning, Nick.
We're going to talk this morning about another one of those little scams that seems to pop up every once in a while.
I'm so tired of scams.
They just keep coming back. And what's funny is, you know, the same ones will, well, variations of the same yes. ones will come back over and over again.
Yeah, the rub is, I would like to be talking about something else, but the rub is that if I don't talk about this and people get ripped off, I would feel bad.
You feel bad.
So yeah, this is like fashion. They say what goes out of style comes back, right?
Yep.
It's not just clothes. It is scams. Yeah. And remember the old chain letters we used to get when we were kids?
Yes.
Really dating myself here. Yeah. But
you have to copy and forward 7 copies of this letter.
Exactly. Or bad things will happen to you. Or good things will happen to you.
Right.
Well, online scams are falling into the same sort of pattern, right? Mm-hmm. So in 2015, there was a fairly prevalent scam. And it's back this year. And okay. I wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't all over Facebook. In fact, not only in the United States, but the Royal Canadian Police in Canada have written articles about it and warned about it as well, because the same thing is illegal there.
Okay.
So here's the idea. The idea is you give one gift to a stranger for $10, a $10 value, and you will receive in return 36 $10 gifts from other people until your name is off the top of the list. And then that will happen to person number two, right? If this sounds like a pyramid, it's because it is.
It's a pyramid scheme. That's where it gets its name. It's pyramid shaped.
That's right. So, of course, the United States Postal Inspection Service is saying that these types of gift exchanges are illegal gambling and that participants could be subject to penalties or mail fraud. Mm-hmm. So pyramid schemes are illegal here. They're illegal in the in Canada as well. Mm-hmm. The worst part about this one, I think, is how do you think you get your $10 gift?
You're relying on someone else to mail it to you.
Yes. And how are they going to mail it to you, Nick?
You have to give them your information.
Yes.
There it is.
Thank you for playing my scam game. Yes. You have to give them your address.
Yeah.
What do you not want to be doing on Facebook, particularly
giving people your address.
Scams? Yeah, yeah. Giving your address. But it's so appealing to people at this time of year, especially if they're struggling with money. If I just spend $10, I'll get 36 gifts, whatever they are. They're more than I have now. Mm-hmm. Just don't do it. So here's what you do if you see this scam show up on your Facebook. In the upper right-hand corner of that post, there will be 3 little dots.
Yep.
Click on the 3 little dots, report it to Facebook. Don't respond to it, ignore it, but just report it to Facebook.
Yeah.
And or the Better Business Bureau or the United States Postal Service or anybody else you can find that might be involved in that sort of information. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I warn people this time of year, watch out for things like that. It's one little add-on I want to put on here, and it's not that they're scams, but there are these pop-up stores that are showing up in the malls. You know, all of a sudden for the season, this store crops up. Mm-hmm. It can be fun to shop there. You can get good things there, but pay attention to the return policies.
Yeah.
Right? Are they going to be open if you have to return? Are you buying this gift for somebody who's really fussy and might likely return it? What's the quality of the gift? What's their reputation? Mm-hmm. So they can be really fun because they're seasonal stores sometimes, but just pay attention to things like that. So, you know, be on your guard a little bit. I'm not trying to rain on snow on our Christmas parade, right? Or holiday parade, but just be on your guard about things that can take your money because they really are targeting the right people. They're good at this. They know who to target.
Yeah. Dr. Francis Rame is the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. Joins us every week here on the show. And if people have questions, they can reach out to you.
Absolutely. They can reach me currently at Power Down Debt at 413-774-5555 or on the web at powerdowndebt.com or hugyourstudentdebt.org.
All right. We'll talk next week.
Thank you.